Hello, Audio Boo. It's Sultan here on Saturday, the 6th of September, 2014. And I'm going to do a bit of a ranty boo and actually a bit of a serious one. Darren ordered a CB from Amazon, sold by Maplin, which I brought him for his birthday.
Thank you very much.
Now, the cost isn't the issue here, because I was happy to buy it, and I'm glad that I did. Now, the delivery estimate for the package was meant to be Friday the 29th and Tuesday the 2nd of September. Unfortunately, Darren was not able to take delivery of the package because by the time we all left to go to... Oh, I don't know, actually. Could it? No, because... Yeah. By the time we left, Darren went to Birmingham for a few days and obviously I went back home to London. The package hadn't arrived. We got back to Great Yarmouth yesterday... Well, last night, actually, and went through the post because Darren has a post box. Outside letterbox, which you need to open with a key. So we went through it and found what felt like a card left by Royal Mail because the package was meant to be delivered by Royal Mail. And Darren used Text Detective and it confirmed that it was a card left by Royal Mail. Obviously, we weren't able to read the card ourselves. I'm not sure if it was entirely written by hand or whether they type. I don't know how they write their cards, but anyway. But suffice to say, we worked out it was a card from Royal Mail. Darren tried to contact the Yarmouth sorting office today, but they didn't reply. No, you don't. But so he texted upstairs to ask if the people upstairs to see if they had been given the package, and they said no, but we'll read the card for you in case it's been left with another neighbour. So we said, yeah, that's great, thank you very much. So they sent their young son up down to read the card. Now, this is where the shock hit me. I was really annoyed and very angry, but I had to not show it because basically the son that was sent, he's a very nice boy, very kind, very helpful, but he has a disability. Telling me 20% of power. He, I think, has Asperger's, or is it...
It is Asperger's.
Or is it...
It's not ADHD, no, it's Asperger's.
Or is it autism? No, well, I suppose much the same thing. But anyway, so I didn't want him to start freaking out and thinking I was having a go at him, because he was only doing what he had to do.
He was only doing what we asked him to do.
So he came and he said, can I help you? And I said, yes, please. I said, so he read it. The card said... The parcel had been put in the black wheelie bin. Now, I'm sorry, but you don't put someone's parcel in their bin. A black wheelie bin is a bin. It's not a post box. It's not a neighbour. It is a bin. And more to the point, the parcel could have been destroyed as rubbish had it been bin day. Fortunately up here, although I don't know what date it was left, because we're going to have to get Darren's parents to have a look tomorrow when we go over. Up here, they do the black bin 1 week and the recycling another week. So, and Darren's rubbish gets collected on a Thursday, I think. Messages, notification. Kelly, my mate. Glad you guys are. Shush, phone. So I'm not best pleased that Darren's parcel got left in his wheelie bin. Now, I know what I'm going to do about it, but has anyone got any ideas what I should do about it? Because I'm going to contact, well, I suppose I can't. Darren's going to have to contact Royal Mail, the sorting office, and give them what for. If a postman is that incompetent, then perhaps they shouldn't be working in that field. At the end of the day, there is no... It could be the air attachment to, to the aerial to give it a boost. So suffice to say, the present that Darren has now got, he may have not got it. Well, it might have been destroyed if it was bin day. No, it's not good enough. You know, I mean, is this how people treat parcels nowadays, just because they can? How inappropriate. How absolutely disgraceful that Royal Mail is at the Swanee. It's not good enough, and I'm not impressed. And they should not be getting away with it either. I don't know if the card says the postman's name on it. I shall find that out as well. Or their number or whatever. It's just not good enough. You know, how can anyone trust that what they post is going to actually get where it's meant to after this? Bloody disgraceful, excuse my language, but it really is annoying. I mean, if Darren had gotten through to the sorting office today...
They would have said it wasn't there.
They would have said, oh, no, we haven't got it. I can't believe that they would accept... Well, I don't suppose they would know anything about it. I can't believe they would accept that a parcel was put into the black wheelie bin. I mean, come on, everybody puts all their rubbish in a black bin, wheelie bin, including, excuse the what I'm about to say, but including dog poo. I mean, fortunately, I managed to get it out of the bin because there wasn't too much in there. But more to the point, and you know, it didn't actually look like the package had been damaged in any way. Well, hopefully it hasn't been. I mean, it looked intact. But that's not the point. You know, you do not put someone's rubbish in the bin. I mean, you do not put someone's post in the bin. I'm so outraged, that's why I'm getting my words wrong. And I am outraged. I just can't. I mean, all right. There's been instances up here where post has been delivered to the wrong number. That's bad. But you could say, okay, it's human error and they don't necessarily notice whatever. But somebody, yeah, I mean, someone... that you've got to be completely... I mean, how stupid, did they actually think they would never get found out? Did they actually, you know, and I mean, what if it had been bin day and we still got that card, we looked in there and there was no parcel? What the hell did they think was going to happen then? Well, they clearly didn't think. Swines. Really, really not happy. I mean, the postman up here, the bum that does... I don't know if he actually does the parcels as well. I don't know which bit of them does it, but... There has been a cranky postman here who's just a lazy git and he doesn't do his job properly. He claimed he was scared of dogs and told Darren to put his dog in the cage, which is actually the pen. And then another time he actually stroked him and you think, what the... What the hell? But yeah, that's my little rant about Royal Mail. Hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
20% dismiss. Button. Time remaining. 49 minutes and 50. Pause recording. Button.